Stocks fell on light volume a day after the Easter holiday. Investors pushed stocks down, worried that inflation could cut into corporate profits. The Dow lost 26 points to close at 12,480. The S&P lost 2 points, ending at 1,335. And the NASDAQ gained 6 points to end at 2,826. Joining me to talk about the week ahead in business news is WNYC's business editor, Charlie Herman. Charlie, the big news this week is the Federal Reserve, and not for the usual reasons. Ben Bernanke, the chairman, is holding a news conference on Wednesday. Why is this? How big of a deal is this?
Well, it hasn't been done before. I mean, this is the first time that when the Federal Reserve is meeting to discuss interest rates, when the announcement comes out at 2:15, there's usually just a press release. He's actually going to go before the mic and take questions. And really, the markets are going to react to this. Politicians are going to react to it. I mean, you already have business journalists. CNBC is already talking how they're going to start its coverage at noon on Wednesday. A lot of buzz about what he's going to say and will this work?
And remind us why he's doing this?
Well, a lot of it is to have greater transparency at the Federal Reserve. It's come under a lot of criticism for its actions during and after the financial crisis. They have this big bond buying program that's going on now that's coming to an end, worries about inflation, when are they raising interest rates. So it's the idea to try and get ahead of the curve and explain what they're doing so there's a little less opacity in what's going on at the Fed.
Gas prices are rising. The housing market is teetering on the edge of another double dip. Unemployment is still high. How risky is this for Bernanke to get out in front of the microphone and say something?
It's a little risky because, I mean, he's getting out there and he's going to try and explain his actions and what the Fed is doing, but not everyone at the Fed is necessarily in unanimity about the actions that the Federal Reserve is taking. So there's differences of opinions. You're going to have Congress weighing in on what he says exactly. And when you have gas prices now at $3.88 a gallon on average, it's a dollar more than a year ago, you have a lot of people wondering, can the Fed actually do something to solve the problem of what's happening with gas prices? They can't in the short term.
And we'll see if Ben Bernanke takes any questions on this.
He's expected to.
Thanks so much, Charlie. The jury is now deliberating in the trial of billionaire hedge fund manager Raj Rajaratnam. Prosecutors say that starting in 2003, Rajaratnam made nearly $64 million through illegal stock trades based on inside information. WNYC's Ilya Meritz was in the courtroom today when the judge gave the jury its instructions. Ilya, Rajaratnam is a lot less famous than Martha Stewart or even Jeffrey Skilling of Enron, who were both tried for insider trading. Yet prosecutors see this as an incredibly important case. Why?
For one, they say it's the largest insider trading case in U.S. history, so that in itself is pretty distinguishing. The stocks of 14 companies are covered in the indictment, mainly technology companies you may not have heard of, but also Google, Hilton Hotels, eBay.
Heard of those.
Yeah. The people passing the information allegedly included Rajaratnam's former employees, but also his former classmates at Wharton Business School and a former head of McKinsey Consulting, Rajat Gupta, who was also on the Goldman Sachs board. But the most important thing about this case is the methods used by law enforcement. They wiretapped Rajaratnam's phones and the phone lines of his alleged co-conspirators. That's a tactic that's usually used in mob cases or against drug dealers. So this is new ground, and it could signal a shift in a new direction.
Some of these tapes sound like pretty strong evidence. How did defense lawyers explain them to the jury?
Well, let me give you just one example. In September 2008, in the midst of the financial crisis, Goldman Sachs received a $5 billion investment from Warren Buffett. Maybe you remember Goldman CEO Lloyd Blankfein informed board members of this on a conference call on September 23rd, and he said he considered the information confidential. He testified at this trial. 16 seconds after the end of the call, a board member, Rajat Gupta, places a call to Raj Rajaratnam. We know this from the call logs. The call lasts 2 minutes, and immediately after hanging up, Rajaratnam buys $43 million worth of Goldman shares just before the trading day ends. The next day, investigators taped this exchange between Rajaratnam and one of his traders, Ian Horowitz.
I got a call at 3:58, right?
Yeah.
Saying something good might happen to Goldman.
I got a call at 3:58, right? Saying something good might happen to Goldman. On first hearing, that probably sounds quite definitive, but defense lawyers said it's not. They said Rajaratnam never says what this good news is, and it's not Warren Buffett. Actually, it's the fact that Congress is about to pass a big bank bailout package that's going to actually mean a lot more money to help prop Goldman up. What's more, trading records show that Rajaratnam was buying and selling huge volumes of Goldman in the days before and after that phone call, and so now jurors will have to weigh weigh the evidence and decide which version is more plausible.
In the 30 seconds we have left, the judge, Richard Holwell, what were his instructions to the jury?
Well, he told them to be fair, even-handed, consider all the evidence. One interesting dimension to this, for information to be inside information, it has to be material. It has to be facts that are not widely known that other investors would want to know. And the person passing the information on has to benefit from the scheme in order for it to count. The benefit can be money, it can be favors, it can be something as simple as doing a favor for a friend and getting that satisfaction. We'll just have to wait and see how the jury sees it.
WNYC's Ilya Marritz, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.